The world just keeps getting weirder. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. For a while now, I've had this great movie idea. We open on a 13-year-old video game prodigy playing one of those simulations where you fly over the battlefield and shoot terrorists, and his reflexes are amazing. And as he's innocently playing, we cut to a military situation room where a general is tapped into the kid's screen, watching him play in real time. And then we hear the general say, ominously, "Kid's got talent. Patch him in live." And what the kid doesn't know, spoiler alert, is that from that moment, he's looking at a real battlefield and hitting real terrorists. Completely fiction, of course, and yet technically possible. What got me thinking about it again was the latest report from CBS's Holly Williams on the fight in Mosul.
It looks like a toy plane, but the RQ-7 BV-2 is a $1.5 million drone. It allows the American coalition to do this.
She met Sergeant Joe Pinchot, who guides the drone from a video screen.
You can see what people are wearing.
Enough to make out whether they're American or not.
Many of these pilots were gamers as civilians. In fact, Sergeant Pinchot was a little critical of the real thing compared to the game.
It's much slower paced. Graphics aren't quite as good. Sort of like a video game, but nobody would buy to play this video game.
Which ultimately would be the fatal flaw in my plot line. Video gamers would find the actual battlefield way too boring. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.